Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Florida beach shooting.
I heard the gunshots and seen a crowd of people running through here.
Debt deal doubts.
There's people across the political spectrum that are opposed to this.
Rescued from a collapsed building. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, 9 people were hurt, 4 of them children, when shots were fired on a South Florida beach.
To have an altercation with guns in a public setting with thousands of people around them is beyond reckless.
Josh Levy is the mayor of Hollywood, Florida. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is there this morning.
Police say the first 911 calls came in just before 7 p.m. after reports of gunshots that started as a fight between two groups. 9 people were transported to local hospitals, including several children, the youngest just 1 year old.
I saw a young man who was on the ground bleeding, and they were applying pressure to try to prevent bleeding. Also saw a lady very upset. So I think she had a wound to her leg.
Police say they have one person of interest in custody, but they are still looking for another suspect.
Now to Washington, where the battle over raising the debt ceiling enters a new phase this week. Congress is returning to take action on a deal worked out over the holiday weekend. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Today, the House cuts its Memorial Day recess short to return to Washington after President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy reached an agreement on a plan to raise the nation's debt limit.
I feel very good about it.
So it's not 100% what everybody wants, but when you look, the country is going to be stronger.
The proposed legislation, dubbed the Fiscal Responsibility Act, would raise the debt ceiling through early 2025. In exchange, federal spending would be limited, including funding cuts to unused COVID relief and stricter work requirements for those on food assistance programs like SNAP. Several hardliners are threatening to scuttle the bill, which faces its first test this afternoon when it comes up for a vote in the GOP-dominated Rules Committee. Texas's Chip Roy sits on the panel and is a firm no.
So I'm going to be making that loud and clear. This is not a deal that we should be taking.
Overseas, Russian drones targeted Ukraine's capital for a third straight night, and there's word of a drone attack in Moscow that Russia blames on Ukraine. CBS's Deborah Pata reports this morning from Ukraine.
The wave of Russian strikes has been relentless. Pre-dawn explosions once again in Kyiv, when a swarm of exploding drones was taken down by Ukraine's air defense network. The third attack in just 24 hours. Even Moscow is starting to feel the direct effects of this war. According to Russian media, more than 10 drones targeted the capital today, with around 300 people evacuated from a high-rise building damaged in the attack.
In Davenport, Iowa, CBS's Roxana Saberi has the latest on the aftermath of a weekend apartment building collapse.
Cheers echoed through the crowd of onlookers after a missing woman poked her head out of a fourth-floor window about 24 hours after her building partially collapsed.
They're getting her.
Families say this is Lisa Brooks. Firefighters rescued her on Monday evening, hours before the building's demolition was scheduled for Tuesday morning. A family member said Brooks hid under the couch when the building gave way, and a reported natural gas leak may have caused her to pass out.
My heart dropped to my big toes.
Her nephew said his family had been searching for her since the collapse, and now that she's safe, They're worried others may be left behind.
The attorney for Joran van der Sloot tells CBS News his client was severely beaten in a Peruvian jail. He's serving time for a murder and is a suspect in the disappearance and death of American Natalie Holloway. A deal to extradite him to the U.S. was worked out earlier this month. The TSA says it screened nearly 9.8 million airline passengers over the last 4 days, topping pre-COVID 2019 levels by 300,000.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A federal trial is opening today in Pittsburgh for the man charged in the 2018 attack at a synagogue that left 11 worshipers dead. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This case really isn't about guilt because the crime is undisputed, although his lawyers are prepared to mount an insanity defense. The case will come down to the penalty phase. Federal prosecutors are seeking capital punishment. That's what the jury will be asked to decide.
CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us it's off to prison today for Elizabeth Holmes, a woman who rose to Silicon Valley fame in a fraudulent scheme.
The former head of Theranos faces 11 years behind bars for fraud involving the company's blood testing technology. She's expected to serve time in Bryan, Texas, around 100 miles from her hometown of Houston.
New details on the impeachment case against one of the top Republicans in Texas.
The 20 articles of impeachment against now suspended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton have officially been delivered to the state Senate. That's who will hold the trial no later than August 28th with the 31 senators as the jury. 7 State House Republicans and 5 Democrats will handle the prosecution. Republican State Rep. Andrew Murr heads up that group.
You will see witnesses called, placed under oath, subject to both direct and cross-examination. Rules of evidence are assumed to apply.
A Senate committee has until June 20th to come up with the rules of procedure. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Horse Racing's Oversight Authority will hold an emergency summit after 2 more horse deaths at Churchill Downs in Kentucky late last week. There have been 12 there over the past month. A second independent review has also been launched by track officials. The Miami Heat are going to the NBA Finals after a 103-84 Game 7 win in Boston over the Celtics.
It's a drive by Martin. Horford was in the way.
Caleb Martin with 26, Jimmy Butler with 28 led the way for the Heat on TNT. Miami recovering after blowing a 3-0 lead in the series. Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Thursday night in Denver. In the NHL, the Stanley Cup Final is now set.
Now it's Watt. It comes right out in front. Backhand and a goal!
The Vegas Golden Knights scored in the first 5 minutes of Game 6 on ESPN and won 6-0 over the Dallas Stars. Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final against the Florida Panthers Saturday night.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
A state park in the southwest corner of Wyoming has welcomed an ultra-rare new member of the animal community.
That new member, a tiny fuzzy white bison. Wyoming State Parks shared a photo of the new calf and its mother, which reside at Bear River State Park in Evanston. They say the white bison calf was born weighing 30 pounds, which is small, but that it's doing well. A state park official says the bison is not albino. It just has a rare genetic makeup, giving it white fur. The new calf is the first white bison to be born at the park, and it is very rare. air, says the National Bison Association, a 1 in 10 million event. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In England, it's been going on every year since 1826. Racers chasing a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester cheese down a big hill. It can get rough. This year's women's champ was briefly knocked unconscious. A men's winner says the secret to success is to be an idiot. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.